There are no coincidences that we are discussing this. It is a plan from Allah directed at every single person who is listening, subhanAllah. If this message has got to you, it was created for your ears. It was not meant to miss you. مَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُلْ لِيُخْطِئَكَ That which got to your ears or that which got to you in any way was never ever meant to miss you. Allah planned it to get to your ears or to get to you if it is sustenance. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and to guide us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses a term that a lot of the people in this world have misunderstood. He says, and this is a very, very powerful term, and I hope we understand and listen to it very carefully because we don't want any misunderstanding. وَالَّتِي تَخَافُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ فَعِظُوهُنَّ وَهْجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ وَاضْرِبُوهُنَّ Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those whom you fear that they have now turned away or they have become unruly, they are misbehaving from your spouses, meaning from your wives, or they are evil or they have some bad characteristics in them, you should employ the most effective method to resolve the matter and the problem. You may want to, for example, I see some are actually smiling at me, they are wondering what I'm about to say. Allahu Akbar. Those who understand the Arabic language are waiting for the translation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. You may want to address her directly to give a warning, that is one. And you may want to separate the bedding, that is two. And you may want to tap her. Allahu Akbar. The term darb, daraba, does not mean to beat. It does not mean to beat. Many Qur'ans, you open them and they will tell you to beat her. That is a wrong translation. Let me give you evidence to prove what I'm saying. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum never ever beat their wives. They used a siwak. Siwak is a small stick like a toothbrush. And they tapped a woman who didn't want to look in their direction to even listen to what the problem is, to draw her attention. That is how they interpreted this, number one. Number two is the term darb is used in tayammum, that you should do darb upon the earth. Darb does not mean to beat, it means to tap the earth. If daraba meant only to beat, then that would mean when we are doing tayammum, we would have to slap the earth until our hands go red. Allahu Akbar. So remember one thing, if daraba, when it comes to tayammum, it does not mean to beat, but it rather means just to put your hand on, then you should remember women are more delicate than the earth and the soil. Allahu Akbar. Another point of evidence to prove that physical abuse is haram in Islam is that a woman has the right to seek nullification of her marriage if she is beaten up and thoroughly abused physically. Why would she be allowed to apply for a nullification if beating was permissible? Common sense, Allahu Akbar. And this is where the kuffar, the enemies of Islam, those who have little knowledge of Islam, those who surf the net to get the knowledge of Islam, those who answer the questions that creep up whilst they are reading the translation of the Quran themselves. For them, they don't know, they don't understand, either intentionally or unintentionally. They don't realize that in the Arabic language, when one word is used, it sometimes has more than 35 different meanings. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. We need to look at how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum interpreted that verse and what they did as a result. And we need to look at all the different terminologies and remember something. If you are to beat your wife nowadays, she might get up and beat you even more thoroughly. Allahu Akbar. So be careful. How many people we have that are complaining about husband bashing? Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. It is true. You find a man coming for Fajr Salah. Very, very early, automatically you know there's a problem. Then suddenly you see a blue scar on the top of his head. And then you think for a moment that that is a sign of the sujood that he has been engaged in all night. But it is not, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us protection. So beating is something that really is a wrong word to use. Because nowadays when you say beat up your wife, it is criminal behavior. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understand, may he make us understand. That having been said, we will never delete that word darb from the Quran. We believe it, we understand it, and we know that we should be drawing the attention of the women folk whenever sometimes out of the nature of a woman, she just sulks and sobs and looks in the other direction. You may want to then draw her attention with a little bit of energy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. So that is the verse, and that is what I wanted to mention regarding this particular verse to clarify a misconception which is in a lot of people's minds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. And again, there is no need to be frightened of that verse. There is no need to delete it. In fact, if one thinks for a moment that there is something wrong with it, they may be just losing their iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. The Quran has no loopholes in it, and it does not have anything oppressive in it. It is full of peace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.